The Game and Fish Commission decides on topics ranging from landowner tags to fishing on the North Platte River. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission held its regular meeting in Casper in the middle of July, voting on several regulation changes and recognizing local industry and Game and Fish Department employee achievements. The commission reviewed and approved recommendations to revise Chapter 44, Section 8, Regulation for Issuance of Licenses, Permits, Stamps, Tags, Preference Points, and Competitive Raffle Chances, specifically expanding the definition of immediate family member to include stepfamily members. Previous proposals to modify required acreage, animal use days, and property interest were removed from consideration after extensive public discussion and feedback. During their discussion, the commission directed the department to complete an evaluation of all existing qualifying properties within the next 3 years to ensure they continue to meet the requirements of the regulation. An update will be presented to the commission next year. The commission also voted to approve recommendations for Chapter 46, Fishing Regulations. These changes prohibit pegged attractors on the Cardwell and Gray Reef sections of the North Platte River. Also, single-point barbless hooks will be required across all four special regulation sections, the Miracle Mile, Cardwell, After Bay, and Gray Reef. These updates aim to reduce severe injuries to fish in heavily utilized catch-and-release areas, addressing concerns that high rates of injured fish are suppressing populations. Changes to Chapter 22, Watercraft Regulation, were also approved. These changes prohibit certain motorized vessels on small Wyoming waterways deemed unsafe for their operation. The recommendations were made in response to increased motorized boat traffic in smaller bodies of water traditionally used by non-motorized watercraft. Following department recommendations, the commission adopted the majority of the proposals for mountain lion hunting seasons, but based on public comment and discussion, mortality limits for hunt areas 5 and 6 remained where they are for the previous harvest cycle. Chapter 47, gray wolf hunting seasons, were approved as proposed. Personnel from the Game and Fish Sheridan region were recognized for their emergency wildlife care efforts during and after the 2024 elk fire. The group was instrumental in rebuilding protective fence lines and providing emergency feeding solutions for elk herds to mitigate damage and encroachment on private lands following the fire, which affected more than 90,000 acres in Sheridan County. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.